Welcome to the e-commerce playbook brought to you by IWD Agency, where we share tools, tips, and tactics from industry-leading experts to help you take your e-commerce game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Joe McFerrin.
All right, welcome back to the e-commerce playbook. My name is Joe McFerrin. I'm with IWD Agency. I'm here with Bradley. He's the director of marketing IWD Agency. We're here to talk about some marketing today, some email marketing. We hear from a lot of our customers that come to us and say, hey, you know, I'm trying to figure out email marketing and it's just not working for me. Yep. I don't think it's maybe it's something that used to work in the past, but it's not working anymore, or it just doesn't seem to have a good conversion rate. Totally. What's your takes on that?
Yeah, we do hear it all the time. People come to us with various marketing channels that they're frustrated with, one of those being email marketing. And they'll say, you know, we send out emails, but no one clicks on them.
Yeah.
Or we send out emails and people click on them, but they don't turn into sales. And therefore, email marketing doesn't work for us.
Right, yeah. It's ancient.
And so then my follow-up question is always, well, how are you segmenting your list?
Mm-hmm.
Are you segmenting for lifetime value or customer recency or the types of products that
right.
they've, you know, been right. buying?
Yeah.
And, you know, not surprisingly, a lot of times I hear, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the problem isn't that email marketing isn't working for you. It's mm-hmm. that you aren't working for email marketing.
They're blasting out the same message to right. the full audience and not personalizing it at all.
Absolutely. So, yeah. you know, you want to send the right email at the right time to the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the formula that makes pretty much any kind of marketing work, you know, whether you're targeting ads or you're targeting emails.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that it's hitting the right people with the right message. And, you know, another thing that people often overlook in terms of email marketing is beyond segmentation, retargeting and remarketing with emails.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we often implement abandoned cart sequences. And if you don't know what that is, you know, abandoned cart sequences are email sequences designed to re-engage people who have added a product to their cart but never,
sure.
you know, went through with a transaction.
Yeah. And it's one of the easiest conversion rate hacks out there.
Absolutely. Low-hanging yeah. fruit.
Exactly.
You know, so anytime when IWD Agency is working with the marketing client, we like to go, you know, we try to attack those low-hanging fruits first.
Right,
and
sure.
so something like email marketing with abandoned cart sequences is a no-brainer.
It's an easy ROI. Yeah.
Absolutely. People have already expressed that interest in that product. And there's lots of reasons why people may not follow through after they add something to the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It could just not be the right time. Maybe they're busy.
Yeah. Maybe they got distracted. Maybe the dog came and jumped on their lap or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
You know what's funny is one of my best remarketing ads that I've ever run in terms of ROI is just the headline is just, did life get in the way?
Sure. Yeah. And got distracted. Guess, something,
you know,
yeah.
And people are like, you know, it really resonates. That's exactly what happened.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, I do still want to buy that. And thank mm-hmm. you for reminding me.
Exactly. Yeah, totally.
So, and a lot of people, you know, they just don't want to go through the steps necessary on a mobile device
mm-hmm.
to complete a purchase.
Sure.
So, you know, one of the great things with abandoned cart emails, which also can be extended to other forms of retargeting for display ads or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, we can do cross-device retargeting. So if you were on your mobile device when you added something to the cart, well, now we're going to send you an email while you're at work on your computer.
Nice.
And now you can convert there.
Right.
So
perfect.
Yeah, with email marketing, there's so many great tools out there that people can use to make these automated things, you know, easy to set up,
sure.
easy to implement. It doesn't take a lot of time, but it needs to be done well and it needs to be done right.
Yeah, to do things for proper email marketing, it seems like out of the box, most of the Magento's or Shopify or BigCommerce, they have some basic email marketing functionality built
yep.
into them. But as far as going to the next step and really segmenting the audience and really having some more powerful tools, do you recommend getting a third-party app or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely. And this can be dependent on the client. You know, so some of our larger clients are on more marketing automation software and Salesforce Cloud and that kind of stuff that may make sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, I'm super impressed with Klaviyo.
Okay.
It's an email marketing platform that makes segmentation super easy. They do great things with abandoned cart sequences. So it's a very kind of WYSIWYG editor that
That's
you can
nice.
Drag and drop things into place and set yeah. up sequences. Another cool thing that they do is abandon browse emails. So this is someone that was literally just on your site browsing, never actually added a product to the cart, and you can re-engage those people with that.
That's really cool.
Super powerful.
And so Klaviyo has a lot of features built just for e-commerce merchants.
Absolutely. I mean, they're e-commerce focused.
Yeah.
They have integrations with Shopify, Magento, BigCommerce. And they actually, I just got an email before this conversation today that they just released a SMS feature for text message re-engagement.
That's really nice.
So,
also
cool.
Any other tools that you'd recommend outside of Klaviyo?
Yeah, I mean, you can still do a lot with MailChimp.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
If you do it right, MailChimp has some good automation built into it.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good about list management and you know, audience management. But it all goes back to the idea of segmentation. Like, you have to make sure that you're separating your audiences correctly. And you think of it as a more kind of holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have your promo emails. You have your re-engagement emails, you have your newsletter, whatever it may be, and they actually all work together in an integrated strategy. And then, of course, email is just one part of the bigger whole of digital marketing, which should also be an integrated strategy, because if you're re-engaging people with these emails for an abandoned cart, and you're sending them to a website with a poor user experience or a poor user interface, then you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot, because you might have a great email marketing campaign, but you need to work on your conversion rate optimization.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
right.
You know.
Exactly. Yeah. If your website's not converting, then emails are not going to help you. So.
Absolutely.
And so, as far as, you know, outside of abandoned cart type emails, what are, you know, like anniversary emails or major holidays? What type of other segmentation emails do you typically see?
Sure. I'll give you a great example. Recently, I was talking with a client of ours. You'll know who I'm talking about. I won't mention them by name.
Yeah.
But they do auto parts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of their biggest businesses is new tires. And so this is kind of an interesting concept. Like, they have a pretty general idea of a time frame after someone purchases a set of tires from their website, when they may need a rotation.
Oh, sure.
Or when they may need a new set of tires.
Right. It's usually like 5 or 6 years after, right?
Sure. And so, you know.
Hopefully you're rotating your tires a little faster.
Well, I probably wait way too long.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so that's a great example, even though it's a long time frame, of being able to kind of like set up automation in advance, like in advance of knowing when people may need to re-up on whatever product it is.
Exactly.
So
once again, so you're not just blasting everybody, but you're looking at the previous order and you're saying, okay, in 3 to 6 months, they're going to need a tire rotation.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and remind them. Or
absolutely.
I'm sure, you know, tires probably, tread probably gets less on them, or they need to have a new tire replacement, you know, every couple of years. And so you could have that in your database as well.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we had another client that we were talking to recently that does wine subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they have a pretty good idea of when people are going to run out of the wine that they bought last time, because they like wine and they're going to keep ordering.
Right.
So it's about hitting those people at the right time.
If you drink a bottle a day and you bought a case of 12, you're going to run out in 12 days.
You can figure that out. That math works pretty easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, I think smart marketing is what it's all about. And, you know, hitting people with that right message at the right time makes your email work.
Yeah,
And you know what? When you do it that way, it doesn't feel intrusive to the person. You know, people, I think a lot of time people are hesitant to do email marketing because they're like, I don't want to spam my customers.
Yeah, right. No, a lot of people see it as spam. But if your customers love your brand and they want your product, then they don't necessarily see it as spam.
Absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
So, you know, if you can keep them happy with the brand, keep them engaged, then email marketing can work for, I haven't met a client yet that it can't work for if it's done right.
Right. Especially if they're not doing any of it. They're not doing anniversary reminders. They're not doing the abandoned cart reminders. They're not doing any kind of email marketing. Then it's such, like you said, it's such easy, low hanging fruit to get a decent ROI off the bat. It's great.
Yep.
But then to continue to optimize it is good as well. So
yeah, that's actually a really good point. So, you know, setting it up is one thing. Looking at the results, hopefully you're looking at your analytics and making data-driven decisions as you go forward, because it's never a set it and forget it thing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Even if you see good traction.
Well, a lot of these tools like Klaviyo have really neat features where if someone has not open the email, then you can send it again. Or if they have opened it, then you send them a different message, or you test different headlines, or what are the some other like features that you've seen that are really, you know, been working for you recently?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So I like to use tools like Klaviyo, and that's one of the reasons, because they have built-in A/B tests. So the example you gave is great. Like, if people didn't open it the first time, maybe we'll send them a different email. If people did open it and they've spent over $1,000 in the lifetime of their customer relationship with your company, then send them a different email
than
someone else. Yeah. I mean, so you can get really granular with how you target people.
Yeah.
And the more granular you get, the better it works.
Yeah.
And then, you know, again, going back to what we just said, you know, then you back out the data and you say, well, that worked and that worked. So rinse and repeat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, anyways, I think that's a pretty good high level of some email marketing techniques and tips. Sure. Any final notes about the topic?
I would only say that, you know, don't give up. If you think that email marketing isn't working for you, shoot me a message, bradley@iwdagency.com.
Awesome.
And I'll help you out.
Cool. Yep. Well, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Joe.